I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold. Not for $1 million will I sell my soul. Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. This is the Mia Made It series, and as everybody knows, this is now the GM series. This is episode number 3. We are officially into this thing. We are three. This is the third week going into it. As everybody knows, I am DIG, the D to the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. You can follow me on Spotify at DIG, and you can also follow me at on Instagram at Design I Gifted as well. Just opened up my Facebook, so brand new update for you guys. I would like to say what I want to say, but to keep this a little bit PG and family friendly, we do not rock with Mark Zuckerberg. We abandoned our old Facebook account. You can follow me at my government name, Darren Saenz. That is DarrenSaenz. And if not, you can follow me on Instagram at Designed I Gifted. That is the official Instagram for DIG. That is Designed I Gifted. New album coming at the end of the year, December 31st, 2026. That is Pretty Girls Like Superstars. The 3DFFL starting up here soon in about, by the time you guys hear this, these are pre-recorded episodes. The 3DFFL will have already been started up and going, and you guys should already have a couple episodes there here in the catalog for you guys to go check out. So go check out the 3DFFL episodes and enjoy those as well, because that is more content for you guys, especially for our fantasy football lovers. If you are not in the Discord, ask about the Discord. Ask on Instagram at Design I Gifted. Ask on Facebook at Darren Saenz, and ask on our official email for the podcast, Signs and Sports Podcast at gmail.com. Ask about the 3DFFL. I mentioned the album. I mentioned the 3DFFL. The Discord. I feel like I'm missing something, guys. If it comes to me, it comes to me later. But obviously, today we are doing. We are actually tapping into, I believe it is Hell in a Cell. This is a go home show for Hell in a Cell. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I will let you guys know what it is Hell in a Cell. So what we are doing is we are booking the go home show for SmackDown this week, and then we are booking Hell in a Cell next week. So we will do both of those in the same show, and we're going to go ahead and get to that and figure out what we got going on and pick up where we left off. So let's start with power cards. We got injury rehab, we can't use it. Contract magnet, can't use it. We got Hell Spa for $35K. Hell Spa we're good. So let's check out let's see what our roster looks like. Everybody's back off of everybody's back out of that power card that was used against us, where we couldn't use Drew McIntyre, Tiffany Stratton, Logan Paul, Roxanne Perez, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Kiana James as well. So a lot of people that were not available to us are back available for us this week. Let's check out let's check out free agency, guys. Let's see what free agency looks like and see if there's anybody out there that we can, you know, maybe bring into the show, maybe have as a run-in, a surprise comeback, whatever those things may be. There are people, renowned stars, 10 established stars, levels 5 through 9, you know, when it comes to Hall of Fame tier. Hall of Fame is 25, and so established stars is levels 5 through 9, renowned stars is levels 10 through 14, Icons is levels 15 through 19, Legends are 20 through 24, and Immortals are 25 and up. So No Immortals, obviously, on the rosters currently as we speak. Those are people you bring back for contract. Legends, same kind of the same thing. If I'm not mistaken, I think Cody Rhodes is a 20, level 20, level 25, one of those. He's not an Immortal, so he's not a 25, so I think he's a 20, whereas everybody else might be below that, and they might be icons or, you know, obviously like the Randy Ortons, etc., are legends as well. So where do you think we should go, guys? Should we go established stars just to start it off? Should we go renowned stars, or should we go icons? I feel like let's go back and check out what we got so far, what's cooking so far. That way we can see where we would put these first. So we got Gunther, who isn't the worst mad. He went from mad to kind of like, okay. Randy went from okay to happy. Melo went from happy to okay. Raquel went from mad to okay. Oba went from happy to okay. Drew went from okay to mad. Tiffy went from okay to happy. And Grayson Waller went from happy to extremely happy. So, okay. And our rivalries that we still have currently are Logan Paul and Dominic Mysterio at a level 1. We got Grayson Waller and Austin Theory, Carmelo Hayes, and Trick Willie at level 1. We got Theory and Trick, obviously. We got Liv Morgan and Jade Cargill, Gunther and Randy, and we got Tatum Paxley and Tiffany Stratton. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got 5 rivalries going on at the same time. That is a good thing. That is not a bad thing. That means our roster is cooking. So, if anywhere, where could we bring in a renowned star between all of these rivalries? It is $5,000 to scout talent for the, well, it's $1,000 for rookies, it's $5,000 for established stars, it's $10,000 for renowned stars, it's $15,000 for icons, it's $25,000 for legends, and $50,000 for immortals. We got $160,000, and we have a bunch of local independent, we are not going to go with any of these people. These are all fake people, but I'm not going to lie, Eddie Pop kind of might fit in. You know what I'm saying? I might throw Eddie Pop in there, but I'm just kidding. One day, guys, you guys can get on Discord once I figure out the Discord, and you guys can watch along as we're recording this if that's something that you guys would like to do. Again, the next 40 people on Discord, the next 50 people on Discord are all free. So you guys get in there before that there actually becomes a price tag on entering the Discord. So we are going to go with an established star, and we're going to see what kind of, since a lot of our feuds are young guys, we're going to see what we can pull with the $5,000 and pulling in an established star free agent. So let's get that and let's search that, see what we find. We got Angelo Dawkins, we got Katana Chance, we got Jakara Jackson, and that's about it. Okay, so I like Jakara Jackson. I don't think a lot of people know who Jakara Jackson is, so we're not going to... Well, maybe some of y'all, if you are listening to a independent wrestling podcast, you might know who Jakara Jackson is, but I'm always down to pull Jakara Jackson in, I'm not going to lie, but I feel like I'm going to only go with more current stars. Katana Chance is not there as well, so what we're going to do is we're going to, I guess, do it again. And we're going to do renowned stars for $10,000. All right. We got Dexter Lumis. We got Carmella. Can we bring her back? We got Alexa Bliss. Let's go. I think we're going to bring in Alexa Bliss. We're going to do it for... how long can we... Oh, we have the upgrade. So we're going to bring her in for 1 week. And we're going to add that upgrade onto her... onto her character, and we will bring her in for 17,500. So sign Alexa Bliss. The rest were Carmella, Dexter Lumis, Angelo Dawkins, Katana Chance, Blair Davenport, Jakara Jackson, and then a bunch of creative players. So we got Alexa Bliss on our roster now, guys. We plan on obviously pairing her with Tatum Paxley. I think that'll be the perfect pairing for Alexa before she transitions off of her dark character. Let's try her out with Tatum Paxley and let's see if that works. So obviously our current tag team champions are Roxanne Perez and Raquel Rodriguez. Our current men's tag team champions are Trick Willie and Carmelo Hayes. And our United States champion for the men is Logan Paul. For the women is Tiffany Stratton. And then, of course, our WWE champions for the men and women, respectively, is Cody Rhodes and Liv Morgan. So, adding Alexa Bliss to this lineup is actually, I really appreciate it. So, I'm really glad to have her because, like I said, her and Tatum Paxley are going to be the perfect team. I feel like we should have done this on the universe mode. I'm not going to lie. I should have listened to Mia. And I should have, give me 1 second. Add 10 weeks to a contract. Yes, to Alexa Bliss. Thank you. So, basically, we added 10 weeks onto her contract. And that gives us 11 weeks of Alexa Bliss. So, I should have listened to Mia and probably done this through the universe. Because it would have allowed a lot more freedom in the match creativity and what we're allowed to do here. So, let's start this week. Let's start this week and let's book it up, guys. So we got Logan and Dom in a rivalry. We'll have them do a call out. We have Grayson who needs to rest. We have Theory and Mello who can go one-on-one. Oh, sorry. We can do the other side of that tag team and have Theory and Mello go one-on-one. We can do Liv and... Okay, so let's start with... Obviously, the call out. We're gonna have Dom is the bad guy, he's a heel, and he is chasing Logan, who is also a heel. So, we're gonna have Logan role change to a good guy. We're gonna have him go babyface a little earlier than what everybody's expecting, but we're gonna make it work. The dude's too good, guys. He's too undeniable. He's good in the ring. He's good on the mic. Yes, he attracts natural heat, but watch. You know what I'm saying? Once they start pushing him as a babyface, after giving him a couple heel... Well, I mean, he's already a heel, but giving him one serious singles heel gimmick, it's going to work eventually. I don't know in what order, what sequence it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. So, next one is going to be a call out, and it's going to be Dom Mysterio calling out Logan Paul. So that's going to be that. And then we're going to have Randy calling out. We're going to have Randy calling out Cody because he still wants that championship shot. Both of them are baby faces. So we're going to have to do, well, no, not really, because we're going to do a triple threat and that's eventually going to happen as well. So, match number one, guys, we're going to go with, obviously, well, we already booked up Dom and them, so we'll open it up with Theory versus Mello, because neither of them have fought each other in a one-on-one, so we will do that. Stamina is a little low for Theory, so let's see if we have a card that'll... an injury time health spa would be the one, and I don't want to spend $35,000 on it, especially because we'd have to take so if any damn okay so I don't want to hurt well I mean okay let's not go by that. If he gets hurt, then let's add it to the storyline, and that's what that'll be. Okay, so let's go back to booking the show. Theory and Mello, let's get a run in, and it's going to be Trick Willie running in on Theory to help, since all of these guys are all bad guys. These are in-betweeners, guys. We're not 100% worried about babyface versus heel, because in-betweeners are the actual best superstars that there are. When you can't tell who's the heel and babyface, I think especially right now with the WWE fan culture where they kind of need you to tell them what to cheer for, I think that making in-betweeners who kind of blur the lines between good and bad will incentivize people to root for who they want to root for instead of a... Well, obviously, it's fan culture and it's, you know, front office culture because the suit and ties are pushing who they want pushed or whatever, whatever the case may be. But, you know, at the same time, I want that to change. I'm not necessarily saying anybody needs to change anything. I preferably would like that, like for that to change. So, that being said, match number one. Let's see what rivalries again. We have Paul and Mysterio covered. We got the tag team rivalry. We got Morgan and Cargill. We got Gunther and Orton. And we got Paxley and Stratton. So, what we're going to do is we're going to have Tatum and not Tiffy. We're going to have Tatum and Jade, since Jade was complaining about not getting her title shot against Tatum. And we will have Kiana come in for Jade. That way Jade gets her match here next week. And maybe we turn that one into a triple threat as well, because we do have a deep roster, guys. Main event, let's see what the main event's going to look like here. We got Drew versus Gunther. Both of them have stamina, so let's put them in a backstage brawl. A run-in, we don't need a run-in. We can bring Oba in the pay-per-view, but we'll do a backstage brawl with Gunther and Drew as the second mid-card match, and then we will do a tag team match here for the... Because I feel like the tag team... Women's tag team picture is really highlighting our cards right now. I feel like it's highlighting our card. The story with Raquel and Roxanne obviously is, you know, we'll do normal. Let's see what it looks like. Both of them got the stamina. Both of them are down to fight. We will do, oh, we don't have a challenger for her though. I mean, we could double strap Tiffy and Chelsea, and because they have been helping each other. So maybe if we give them that opportunity, have Liv run in on Chelsea. Okay, that looks about good. I'm not going to... Let me see, because I don't want to hurt Theory, so... I'm not trying to have him run in and get hurt. What about Grayson? What is his... Oh, his stamina's even worse. So, yeah, Trick's going to have to run in on Theory. Hopefully, Theory doesn't get hurt. But that's the card. We got the opener. Austin Theory versus Carmelo Hayes leading into their title match at Hell in a Cell. We got Logan Paul babyface turn. We got Tatum Paxley versus Jade Cargill with Kiana James running in on Tatum Paxley because there is a score to settle there because Jade Cargill is upset that she got that Tatum Paxley got the United States Championship match before she got her rematch. And obviously, as we know, Jade Cargill dropped the United States Championship to Tiffany Stratton. Dominic Mysterio calling out Logan Paul after the babyface turn. Mid-card match, Drew McIntyre versus Gunther. No run-in, just a straight 1v1. Randy Orton calling out Cody Rhodes, still wanting a piece of that. Eventually, obviously, we are going to probably do a triple threat. Gunther versus Randy versus Cody. If Drew wins this match and he gets himself back into it, and then we do a fatal four-way next week, if that's what we're able to do. And then, of course, the final, the main event is Roxy and Raquel going facing off against Tiffany Stratton and Chelsea Green. So let's see how this goes, and let's see what ends up happening. Tatum Paxley actually If anything, I'd maybe Alexa Bliss runs in on. But that's the thing is, I don't want Alexa to come out today. I want her to come out of Hell in a Cell. So Kiana will run in on Paxley, and then eventually, what does their stamina look like? Yeah, their stamina is a little low. We'll keep it a normals match. So we'll have Kiana run in to help Jade, and we will have Tatum lose this match, or if she wins it, and then we will continue that feud going into Hell in a Cell. So that being said, guys, let's get the results of this match and let's see what happens. Match number one, Austin Theory versus Carmelo Hayes. Austin Theory takes a victory with the run-in from Trick Williams being deemed non-effective. Austin Theory still taking the victory, and the rivalry between Theory and Trick Williams continuing to grow level 1 to level 2. Obviously, Logan Paul's babyface turn. Mid-card match, Tatum Paxley, Jade Cargill with a run-in from Kiana James. Tatum Paxley still taking the victory over Jade Cargill and cementing her spot in the United States Championship picture. Dirty Dominic Mysterio calling out Logan Paul and giving us a level 2 rivalry between the two of them. The mid-card picture, second mid-card match is Drew McIntyre versus Gunther in a backstage brawl where Drew McIntyre attacks Gunther backstage. And it is a one-on-one match, and let's see who takes the victory here. Drew McIntyre with the victory, and with the W, it was a good match. 3 stars out of 5, new rivalry, McIntyre and Gunther, leading into Hell in a Cell, where we will arguably or debatably make it a fatal 4-way between Drew McIntyre, Gunther, Randy Orton, and Cody Rhodes for the WWE Championship. Obviously, Randy Orton calling out Cody Rhodes, still wanting a piece of that championship, knowing he earned it, he deserves it. And the main event, Roxanne Perez and Raquel Rodriguez taking on Tiffany Stratton and Chelsea Green. The winners of that match, the tag team champions, Raquel Rodriguez and Roxanne Perez, with a run-in interference from the WWE Women's Champion, Liv Morgan. On the flip side, Monday Night Raw opening it up with Duke Hudson and Brooks Jensen. The winner of that match being Duke Hudson. New rivalry between Hudson and Jensen. Lexus King continuing to call out Josh Briggs. Mid-card match, Ivy Nile versus Jada Parker. Jada Parker taking the victory, obviously. New rivalry forming between Ivy Nile and Jada Parker. Eddie Thorpe calling out the brand new IC champion, Eddie Thorpe. Eddie Thorpe calling out the brand new IC champion, Brutus Creed. Rivalry growing to from level 2 to number 3, to level 3. Mid-card title match for the WWE Raw Men's Tag Team Championships. Ivar and Eric taking on Akira Tozawa and Otis. And the winner of that match is Akira Tozawa and Otis with a great match. 3.5 stars. Rivalry growing from level 2 to level 3. Self-promo from the IC champion, the Intercontinental Champion, Brutus Creed. And then, of course, a main event title match in a tables match. JC Jane, Fallon Henley, Maxine Dupri, and Rhea Ripley. I'm not going to lie, they kind of smoked us in their main event match this week. That is a banger of a main event match. Their go-home show might have been a little bit better than ours. That was a good match between JC Jane, Fallon Henley, and Maxine Dupri and Rhea Ripley. It was a 3 out of 5 stars where Fallon Henley and JC Jane retain their tag team championships and continue their reign as tag team champs. So in the opener, we lost atrociously, 1 star to 3 stars. Mid-card, 1.5 stars. We take the dub to their 1 star. Our second mid-card, we lost 3.5 to 3 stars. And in the main event, they beat us 3 stars to 2 stars. So rivalry outcomes, we had Theory and Trick Williams progressing into a level two. We had Dominic Mysterio and Logan Paul progressing into a level two. Drew McIntyre and Gunther continuing the heated rivalry between the two of them. Obviously looking to spill into the Randy Orton, Cody Rhodes match as well. And then the main event match where Judgment Day's Roxanne Perez and Raquel Rodriguez retain their tag team championships as well. So we earned $38,000 from that event. Total budget of $104,000 after having to pay for Alexa Bliss as well. They are leading in money currently with $128,000. But we are still ahead with more fans. We have 2,000 more fans than they do, 2,400, with 1,128,473 fans and a budget of $104,963. They have 1,126,847 fans and a $128,000 budget. I mean, let's be honest, guys, that was Alexa Bliss right there. That was a signing. That's the only reason that we're not right there with them. That being said, here we are in week five at the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. We got Jade Cargill contacting us. Hey, I feel like I'm the fall guy every week at the moment. Whatever my next match is, I want to win. Okay? I mean, hey, there's not a lot I could do. You know, I know you're getting a lot of run-ins on you, but you're also running in on people. Hey, you got to catch that dub, Jade. You know, focus in, settle in, buckle up, and let's get it. Chelsea Green also contacting us. That loser, Liv Morgan, attacked me during that last fight. I'm not going to stand for garbage like that. I want to settle things in the ring with her within the next 3 weeks. I can absolutely do that for you, Chelsea Green. All right, guys. So week number five in Fort Worth, Texas, Hell in a Cell. You see what I'm saying? That's why GM mode is kind of bad, because it went from Saudi Arabia to Fort Worth, Texas. I don't know how that happened. Unless Saudi Arabia in Jeddah was like a random weekly show, but I find that hard to believe. You know, so GM mode's a little broken. We should have been doing, we should have done Universe. Maybe next series we will do Universe instead of GM mode. So that being said, let's book the show for this week. We got a women's fatal four-way Hell in a Cell match where we have to put, and that's the thing I hate about GM too, is you can never finish your stories because you have to do this dumb stuff right here. Let's put Alexa and Tatum, Alexa being the surprise entrant for this match. What's going on? Okay. Oh, okay. Mid-card is going to be our tag team titles being put up. Well, actually, yeah, one will be our tag team titles. It'll be the tag team title match, and it will, do we need a run-in in this match? No, we don't. So this one will be a straight up contest between Trick Williams and Carmelo Hayes and Austin Theory and Grayson Waller for the championship. Second mid-card title picture, I'm assuming we get a main event spot. We do. Will be the United let's do another tag team championship picture, and it's going to be Roxanne and it's going to be Raquel, and we will make it a Hell in a Cell. We'll put Raquel and Roxy, we'll put Jade and Kiana. Make it a title match. Interference from, obviously, Liv Morgan. I mean, it just is what it is, guys. That's what happens when the numbers games are there. You know what I mean? Let's do some advertising with... who is not going to get booked? We are going to run the Fatal 4-Way as our main event. So it'll be our men's main event with the Fatal 4-Way. So we'll do Tiffany Stratton because she's the best. So, and then we will do an advertising spot with our United States champion, and they will run both advertising spots. And the next thing will be, oh, well, that sucks. I mean, we'll do Cody and we'll do, damn, we're going to have to go to the mid card and we're going to have to change one of these out, guys. Damn, I don't, you see, and this is what I hate about GM mode. Maybe next episode, guys, I'll put the same roster into universe mode and we'll do it a little different, because I cannot stand this. I don't like the way this, you have to do it like this, and it really, really destroys the way that you could build stories here, and I just can't stand it. So we're going to confirm our booking and we'll see what happens going forward in the next episode. But we got a Fatal 4-Way. We got Alexa and Tatum. We got Maxine and JC Jane. And it's a Fatal 4-Way. It's not even a... Maxine Dupri takes the victory. We got Alexa Bliss and Tatum Paxley forming a rivalry. Unfortunately, that is not what we meant to do. Okay, so next episode, guys, we're definitely going to import this roster into Universe mode. And this is what we're going to do, because this is ridiculous. I'm sorry that this episode is going like this, but we're already 30 minutes in, so we're gonna stick with it. And, you know, I will set everything up accordingly with Universe mode, and we'll keep it going. We'll keep our stories going. We'll keep going with what we're doing. I'm going to note all of this down. I'm going to remember where we are, what we're doing, where the story is, and we'll continue progressing. But match number 2 is the payoff for Trick Williams, Carmelo Hayes, and Austin Theory and Grayson Waller for the men's tag team championships. And Trick Williams and Carmelo Hayes take it again, with the rivalry continuing to grow from level 1 to level 2 between Waller and Theory and Trick and Mello. That is actually something that will continue progressing, so we'll take it. We got the mid-card title match for the women's tag team championships between Roxanne and Raquel, and Jade Cargill and Kiana James. Let's see how this one goes. And that is Roxanne Perez and Raquel Rodriguez taking the titles and retaining them with a run-in by Liv Morgan. An amazing match, by the way. 4 stars out of 5 stars with an injury alert and a rivalry growing. Jade Cargill injured for 4 weeks, and a rivalry between Liv Morgan and Jade Cargill, which is absolutely going to have a payoff here in about 4 weeks when Jade Cargill comes back. And that is absolutely the plan, guys. When Jade Cargill comes back from this 4-week injury, she will run in on a match, cost Liv Morgan the championship, and, you know, hope may get her chance at the championship, or et cetera, whatever the case may be. Maybe not cost her the championship, but cost her a match, get into the championship picture, et cetera. So, yeah, that's what we're going to do. So, Jade Cargill out for 4 weeks, Liv Morgan and Jade Cargill in a serious feud, and Roxanne and Raquel Rodriguez retaining the championship, while Liv Morgan sits there gleefully knowing that she sidelined Jade Cargill for a month. Mid-card match number 2 is Eddie Thorpe versus Brutus Creed for the IC Championship. Eddie Thorpe taking his title back in a classic 4.5-star match, where the rivalry was completed between Eddie Thorpe and Brutus Creed. Second mid-card match is B-Fab and Lash Legend in a straight one-on-one match. B-Fab taking the victory, disappointing 1.5 stars. And then Brooks Jensen calling out Duke Hudson in the final mid-card promo segment. Final match is a Hell in a Cell Fatal 4-Way Otis versus Cody Rhodes versus Lexus King versus Randy Orton. This is unfortunately where our match should have been right here. It was a classic 4.5 star. Otis taking the victory. Absolutely crazy. Opener, 3 stars, 2.5 stars for the mid-card, which was our match. Opener was 3 stars, which was Alexa Bliss, Maxine Dupri, Tatum Paxley, JC Jane. Mid-card was 2.5 stars, which was Mello, Trick and Mello versus Theory and Grayson Waller. And then the mid-card was a classic between Roxanne and Raquel and Jade and Kiana James. Mid-card for them was a classic with 4.5 between Eddie Thorpe and Brutus Creed. Mid-card for them, their second one was 1.5, and the main event, of course, was a 4.5 as well between Otis, Cody Rhodes, Lexus King, and Randy Orton. So we earned 91,000 fans, and we earned $38,000. So we appreciate that. $143,000 is our new budget. They earned 65. They're at 193, and they take the lead with 1,229,260 fans and a 193,281 budget. And we have 1,219 fans, 1,219,584 fans with a 143,197 budget. So they are up right now, but obviously with the way that things go, you guys know anything can happen. And here we are, show number 6, where we are going to finish off this episode with a trade. We are offered a trade proposal or opening the line of communication to trade between the Raw and SmackDown roster. And everybody knows where we are going with this trade. We are going with JC Jane and Fallon Henley. We are going to try to bring Fatal Influence to the roster. Hopefully we can. If we can't, we'll try to bring somebody like Jada Parker over. Maybe try to bring somebody like maybe Maxine Dupri. Maybe Rhea Ripley. Don't really have a lot of male superstars I would care to trade for. So those are the people that we're targeting so far. But JC Jane and Fallon Henley, let's try to pull them over. Who are we not using? Who do we not care to use? Where are we going? Obafemi can be added to that. That is 68,000 trade value as compared to JC Jane's 114,000 and Fallon's 100,000. So we're going to need more. I mean, let's propose it, right? See what happens. He said absolutely not. Trade declined. So we're going to need something else. Obafemi. So we basically essentially got to reach about 215,000 trade value. Outside of Oba, maybe we can trade Kiana. And that's about 170,000, and maybe we can give them some cash. Maybe they'll take 50K in cash. So Kiana James, Obafemi, 50K in cash for JC Jane and Fallon Henley. What? Hey, come on, brother. I mean, what are we trying to do here? what do you think is happening? Maybe 75K? I don't want to do 75K, but we do want to get Fatal Attraction over here. They countered with Jimmy Uso and Lash Legend for Chelsea Green and 60,000. Absolutely not. No, thank you. Absolutely not. I feel like I offered a pretty good haul for... No, we weren't able to make it happen. Man, come on. We weren't able to get Fatal Influence over to the brand, guys. Look, this has got to stop. I'm seriously unhappy with this never-ending string of losses. Seriously, first you screw me out of that title rematch against Stratton, and now this? I need to tell you that I'm not happy at SmackDown, and I'm thinking of going somewhere else. That is Jade Cargill. Hey, boss, I was hoping to take some personal time. Can I get 2 weeks off? Grayson Waller. I can give him a... I think I can give him the 2 weeks off. Okay, select a shakeup. No breaks. Self-promos double the popularity increase for stars with less than 40 stamina. No thank you. The Moneymaker. Select a superstar. Gain 10K whenever you book them in a match. Over and under. Gain 2,000 fans for every uninjured superstar in an underground match. Let's go 10K whenever you book somebody in a match, and let's do that for Cody Rhodes. Well, all right, guys, that was the Hell in a Cell buildup. That was the Hell in a Cell episode. Unfortunately, the way that GM mode is set up, it kind of was a little bit anticlimactic to the way that this was supposed to go. If we do get the universe mode set up, then we will transition, and I'll make sure on the next show we try to either redo what that Hell in a Cell build should have been or should have ended up like, or we just pick right back up and we continue those feuds for what they were, what they are, and how they are going. And we will make sure to force the trade through for Fatal Influence and make that happen as well. But the universe mode gives you a hell of a lot more freedom of creativity, a lot more freedom of doing what you want to do, creativity with the rosters, etc. So we're going to have a lot more creative freedom and creative power. So the next few episodes will be a lot better. So that being said, thank you guys for tuning in. We are going to continue to work this thing out as we go, because as we said, it's a work in progress. And year 2, 3, 4, 5 of this series will be a lot better. But this is what we're doing now, and this is how we're doing. And eventually it's going to go on to video. It's going to be a lot more engaging, interactive, and it's going to be fun. We're going to turn this thing into something really fun. But for now, this has been week 3. And I told you guys we are going to get back on this. We're going to do it. It was coming to you guys. And this is week 3. We are going into week number 4. DIG, Pretty Girls Like Superstars, coming December 31st, 2026. You guys make sure to wait for that. Look out for that. Follow my Spotify. Stream the old music that is there. Attitude and Assumptions is still there. It was dropped May 22nd, 2024. It has absolute bangers on there, guys. You guys go check that out. Also, the 3DFFL, we still got limited. Well, actually, the 3DFFL is kicked off and going. If you guys are interested in that, we got Spotify episodes as well for that. Thank you to everybody for listening. We have 500 monthly listeners, and we are so proud and happy and just grateful, thankful that you guys choose to spend any of your time listening to our podcast. Thank you. We can't explain community. This community is the most important thing to us. We know you guys have been here with us through some of the most rocky times, some of the most up and down times that you guys didn't know if we'd ever be back, times that you guys didn't know what the schedule was. I promise you, for the next at least 3, 4, 5, 6 months, you guys are gonna get a podcast every single week between this series and the 3DFFL both going on at the same time. You're going to get at least 2 podcasts a week. So, you know, you guys get ready for a lot more content. Thank you for sticking around. Thank you for sticking with us. We really appreciate the support. That 500 monthly listeners is about to shoot the F up, because, guys, we are about to get really, 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 really on top of this. We're about to jump on top of this. Guys, last thing, if you can, drop us a 5-star rating on Spotify. It really helps. It's starting to get us out there. It's starting to put us into different people's algorithms, different people's playlists, different people's face. And we're coming, guys. We're just a very small podcast from a very small town in South Texas, and we are touching anywhere from 14 to 15 different states at any different time, and that is not even including the countries that we have seen that we are touching. You know, whether it's your phone, your computer, your earphones, whatever the case may be, you guys are listening, and I just want to give you guys a shout out before we log off of this show and before we sign out. But huge shout out to these places. Shout out to Hong Kong with 96 listens over the last 30 days. Shout out to Vietnam with 73 listens over the last 30 days. I will not butcher these names, but Ho Chi Minh City, 21 listens. I'm butchering these. Da Nang, 4, Haiphong, 2 listens, you know, just 2 listens, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, like just a bunch of different 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 20, 21 different places in Vietnam, all equaling up to 73 listens over the last 30 days. The United States, obviously the home country, the home headquarters for the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. Ashburn, Virginia, Raymondville, Texas, Alice, Texas, Mission, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Memphis, Tennessee, Raleigh, North Carolina, Ann Arbor, Michigan, Corpus Christi, Texas, Birmingham, Alabama, Atlanta, Georgia. Guys, just a quick roll call because, again, we really, really appreciate everybody listening from everywhere. The Netherlands, 31 listens over the last 30 days. Brazil, Rio de Janeiro with 2 listens. Sao Paulo with 2. Guarulhos, Guarulhos with 2 listens. Ribeira Preto with 2 listens. Foz de Iguaçu with 1 listen. Mairapara with 1 listen. Volta Redonda with 1 listen. Montebello and Sebastião with 1 listen as well. Thank you, Brazil. Bangladesh with 22 listens. Dhaka, Rangpur City, Kona, Jessore, Tangail, Pabna, and Faridpur. Thank you for your listening. Iraq, Baghdad, Duak, Amara, Erbil, Najaf, Ramadi, Samawa, Kirkuk, and Basra. Thank you for your listens as well. 20 listens over the last 30 days. Argentina, Pakistan, Mexico, Colombia, Ukraine, Venezuela, Jordan, Bolivia, United Kingdom, Uzbekistan, Kenya, Switzerland, Chile, Peru, Morocco, Ecuador, Jamaica, United Arab Emirates, Moldova, Republic of, it doesn't say, but Moldova, Oman, Cote d'Ivoire, Paraguay, Sweden, Singapore, Nigeria, Lebanon, Hungary, Israel, Kyrgyzstan, Indonesia, Uruguay, Ethiopia, Tunisia, Syrian Arab Republic, Kazakhstan, Kuwait, Spain, another one of my family's home countries. Shout out to Spain, El Salvador, Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran, Egypt, Cyprus, Mauritius, Nepal, Angola, Romania, Dominican Republic, Azerbaijan, Ireland, Philippines, France, Algeria, Ghana, Costa Rica, Senegal, Germany, Panama, Zimbabwe, India, Turkey, South Africa. Guys, thank you. Thank you to everybody that this podcast has ran across your stream and you have taken the time to listen, to tune in, to find out what the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast is, what the 3DFFL is, what Mia Made It is. Thank you guys to everybody that's listening. 500 listeners in the last 30 days, guys. Thank you. We appreciate you and we look forward to continuing this schedule and seeing who continues to join in with us and tune in with us. And we appreciate y'all's help. We appreciate y'all's support. And I promise you, no Facebook suspension, no obstacle in the entrepreneurship world will be able to stop what God has planned for us and for this platform and everything that we are going to do under this platform, under this platform's umbrella. Guys, God bless. Thank you for sticking around with us. Thank you for staying patient with us. I promise you, the best is absolutely yet to come for the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. I am D-I-G, the D to the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. And guys, we will catch you on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that. Hashtag that, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J. Villain Vision Music, A2J. Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rilo of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rilo. Get at your boy Rilo at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rilo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rilo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment.